creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
That is a track called Ishirad, taken, well, it's brand new, and it's from a lady called Frances Bolly. There are connections, but we're not going to go into those connections because the music isn't in this particular production. We are talking The Prince, of course, and it's being performed at the Lace Market Theatre Monday the 21st of July to Saturday the 26th of July. And someone who knows a lot about this play, because she's directing it, is Laurie Owen. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Marvellous. So it's been a long while since we've spoken to you on air, so thank you for coming back and offering to have a chat about this. Now, this is a play that I've not seen before. I love Shakespeare, and this is something very, very different. It's an interesting piece of theatre. It's like what might have happened if Shakespeare was mixed in with The Matrix. So tell us what The Prince is all about, Laurie.
So The Prince is a play about two trans women who get trapped inside a Shakespeare play. And while they're trying to escape, they discover that one of the characters from the Shakespeare play is also trans. But she's kind of in the middle of fighting a civil war, and she hasn't really got time to think about that kind of thing. So she's not really realised that that's who she is. And so the big question of the play for these two trans women from the real world is, what do we do about this person who's clearly, you know, miserable, isolated, doesn't understand what's going on or why she feels this sort of this lack of connection with other people? But is that our problem to solve? Does she have to figure it out for herself? But what if we can't just leave her here, surely? Or maybe we should. And that's what the whole play is about.
Now, as the director, I can imagine that when you heard that you'd got the license to put this on, those directorial juices must have really started flowing, because it is not your average run-of-the-mill play, is it?
No, it's not. And also what's really fun about it is, so the original production was on at the Southwark Playhouse in 2022, and that production was in the round. And so the audience were surrounding the stage, and there was pretty much no set. But the Lace Market Theatre is a proscenium arch stage where you have the audience on one side and then you have the stage with its curtains on the other side. And so immediately I was like, well, let's do something interesting with the set and let's do something interesting with lighting, because we can do that this time round. So there's already the original production has been put online, and a lot of people have seen it. And the author, Abigail Thorne, actually played one of the main parts, Hotspur, in it. But our production is so different in so many different ways. But we've not changed a word of the text. And I think that speaks to how brilliant of a script it is.
Now, when I was doing the research and everything and sort of genning up on it, I saw that that play is online, and I deliberately did not look at it because I want this to be the first time that I see this production. And by the sounds of it, even if I had seen it with you sort of putting your twist on this and making it so different, I don't think it made any difference at all if I'd seen it. But I can't wait to see this on stage at the Lace Market. And it's fallen just right as well to coincide with Pride Month, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really excited to get like lots of people into the theatre who might not have otherwise come to see a play, because that was the case with the original production. Like, lots of people came to see The Prince who had just literally never seen a play in their lives, because it's a story with characters that is just so often you don't see at the theatre. So that's really exciting.
Now, I know that, as we've mentioned, that it's sort of to do slightly with Shakespearean plays and everything. That's the backbone of it. The whole sort of lot, it starts off with, is it Henry IV? I believe starts off and then goes into Hamlet and a few other bits and bobs as well. So with the costumes, what have you done with the costumes?
I've tried to make the costumes look as authentic as possible for the most part. And there are one or two parts where that's not the case, but you'll see why. We've had a fantastic costume master, Max Bromley, has sourced us some armour, which you'll see in some photos that are just coming onto LMT's social media. So we have armour and we have real steel swords, and we had a fight director come in and teach the cast how to use those swords, and these incredible fights have been choreographed. So I wanted, because a lot of the story, you're seeing the world from Hotspur's perspective. Hotspur is this character who is trans but hasn't realised it yet, and is sort of in the middle of all these expectations and this war and the fate of the country. And I wanted you to really go along with her as she's, you know, and really understand the stakes that she's dealing with, and the grounded, you know, the reality of the world that she lives in, where it's like if she does the wrong thing, you know, the whole country could go into chaos. So it was important to me to get a really authentic period feel to the show.
And with the language as well, it's Shakespeare, and there's going to be some Shakespearean language, the Shakespearean blank verse and everything. But there's also the nice sort of mix of everyday English in there as well, with the two sort of separate, if you like, time zones in there. So how has that been? Because I know that you've done Shakespeare and you love Shakespeare. How has that been sort of swapping and changing the Shakespearean blank verse with the traditional everyday English language?
That has been an incredible challenge and really interesting, really fun. We have a lot of people in the cast who hadn't done any Shakespeare before this production. And so I put in a lot of work to support them with that and make sure that I think sometimes I think there's a bit of a misconception about this play for people who know it, that the Shakespeare is just set dressing. And I don't believe that at all. Yeah. I think the Shakespeare helps to ground the characters and help you understand the world that they come from. And I think there's some really interesting editorial decisions that have been made about which parts of Henry IV, Part One, have been lifted from the original text. And also, there are parts where Abigail Thorne has written Fakespeare, basically. She's sort of written these extra scenes and interactions between characters that you don't see in the original play, because in The Prince, we see everything from Hotspur's perspective. So we don't see any of the scenes with Falstaff and Poins. We see an awful lot more of Hotspur's relationship with her father, the Earl of Northumberland. Directing that has been really fun, because I've sort of been able to share my love of Shakespeare, and also one of our cast, David Dunford, is the chair of the Nottingham Shakespeare Society, and he has an incredible breadth of and depth of knowledge of Shakespeare, and he's been so generous with that. So I think the cast have really got on board with, you know, the brilliance of the bits that are actual Shakespeare. And we also looked at, there's a brilliant documentary by John Barton, who was at one point the artistic director of the RSC, the Royal Shakespeare Company. He produced a TV series called Playing Shakespeare, which is a practical guide on how to like get into the language and really understand it and appreciate it. And we, most of us watched that. So we're all on the same page about how to approach the text so that people understand what they're saying and they're appreciating the music of the language and, you know, the way the consonants and the vowels sound and that sort of thing. But then also directing it, it's like you can't just say verse like you're having a conversation with your mate. It just doesn't work. If you try and just like say heightened language conversationally, it sounds really strange. But then also if you say the modern text, the bits where the text are modern in, you know, a sort of, you have to say that in a kind of conversational way. And so It, particularly for the characters who switch between Shakespeare and modern, Hotspur does this a lot. You have to find these places where you're doing what the heightened language needs you to do, which is often, you know, project the really rich images that are there, and then you have to switch to what the modern text needs, which is this kind of naturalistic style. And switching between those two modes is really challenging, but it gives the show such a unique sort of flavour to it.
This, as I said at the beginning of the interview, it's a really interesting, very fascinating play as well. And I think anybody who's seen Shakespeare before, they will sort of, you know, they'll be enthralled by especially with what you've just said, sort of the mixing and matching and stuff. And I think it's going to be a fascinating watch. And Abigail Thorne, another thing that's interesting about it, when she originally wrote the play, I mean, she was a drama student and then rewrote it with a trans eye, if you like. Has that sort of changed very much from the original way that she wrote it?
So it's interesting because I think some people who've seen the original see this show as a bit of a star vehicle, i.e. that the play doesn't work unless you have a celebrity playing the main part. And I don't think that's the case at all. Again, I think it's a really strong text. And I do think that the play, as I've got to know it, I think I have started to realise it probably is a little bit autobiographical, because So not everyone knows who Abigail Thorne is, but she does have a huge YouTube following. And she, when she transitioned, it was very public. And she basically gained a reputation for in her masculine identity as being this great role model for young men. And so when she came out as trans, that image had to shift quite dramatically. She was even cast in around the time she transitioned publicly or came out publicly. She'd actually was in the middle of rehearsals for a play where she was playing a male role, and she had to drop out that show. And it was very high profile, and it would have, you know, been really it would have been really great for her career. But she was like, I can't play this role and come out as a trans woman. It's just not going to work. And Hotspur's a character who's got these huge expectations and this very entrenched masculine identity. And the play is really, for her, it's these questions for her come up about what's your responsibility and what's your calling and what's more important. So I think in ways that the play is a little bit autobiographical in that sense, but I don't think it needs Abigail Thorne playing the main part for it to be a fantastic story that everyone can love.
Absolutely. Now, Shakespeare, as everybody knows, everybody who knows Shakespeare anyway, he wrote and cast his plays with a lot of opportunity for gender swap roles for trans people. So are there any things that you're hoping the audience will take away with them from this play, as well as enjoying a different slant on Shakespeare and, of course, great theatrical entertainment? What is it that you'd like? If there's one message that they want to, they could take away, what would it be?
Oh gosh, that's such a hard question. One message.
Or two, or three.
I guess that trans people are wonderful and have such different experiences, and really there's no one narrative that explains how trans people exist in the world and how we come to know ourselves. I think that's a really important message to take away from seeing the play.
Absolutely. And with anybody, doesn't matter whether they're trans or straight, gay, whatever. Everybody is just so colourful. They've all got a story. They're all sort of individual. And it's just great that, you know, Nottingham has such a culture that embraces the whole culture of sort of pride and everything, isn't it? It's just a really nice place to live. That's just my opinion. But you know, it's nice that we have that culture in Nottingham, isn't it?
I totally agree. And what was incredible was that there's three trans roles in the play and five cis roles. But for the three trans roles are really quite challenging, each in their own ways. And there was a huge turnout for those three roles, which was amazing to see, because trans representation in theatre is not very good, really. These roles like these just don't come along very often. And I was just very keen to help people feel as though, even if they haven't had any theatre experience, that they could come along and audition for these roles and be taken seriously. And I was very pleased to hear that even the people who didn't get cast, some of them got in contact with me afterwards and said, I want to audition for more stuff, even though I didn't get cast. Like, this has been such a great experience. And I hope that this sort of continues.
And that's great for any theatre company as well. You know, all over Nottingham, Derbyshire, Leicestershire, it's great that people are so interested in doing different roles that they want to be involved in the future. That's just great for theatre, isn't it?
Yeah. One other thing I want to say about this play, because if it's not obvious from what I've been saying, this play is really funny as well. Yeah. It's not, there are parts of it that are serious, but a lot of it, an awful lot of it, is so funny. Like, I've seen the show hundreds of times now, it feels like, and I'm still laughing at the jokes and at the little interactions that the cast each have with each other. It's really a very enjoyable show to watch. Yeah, it's so funny. I really want people to understand that and know that about it.
Well, I've seen the way that you direct. I know that you bring the best out of all of your cast and all of your actors. So if there's comedy in there, you're going to bring it out. And I can't wait to see this production. It's starting tomorrow, Monday the 21st of July. It's going all the way through to Saturday the 26th of July. It's at the Lace Market Theatre in Nottingham. Laurie, where can people get tickets from?
If you just Google Lace Market Theatre, The Prince, it's pretty much the first result. And there are still tickets available for the whole week, although tickets are nearly sold out on Monday and Friday. So if you wanted to go on those days, you better get them in fast.
Marvellous stuff. Get them online as well. That way you can you know that you've got your tickets, and also you can pick the seats that you want to sit in as well.
Can I say one last thing?
Of course you can.
Sorry.
No.
On the following the Thursday's performance, there will be a post-show discussion where we'll basically there'll be a panel of cast and backstage creatives from the show. And there'll be some prepared questions. It'll be chaired, and then there'll be an opportunity to ask your own questions of the cast and creatives. And we have trans and non-binary creatives working backstage on the show as well as on stage.
Brilliant. That's on Thursday night, isn't it?
Thursday, yes. Directly following the performance, and it's free with your ticket.
Brilliant stuff. Laurie, it's been lovely to speak to you again. I can't wait to see this because, you know me, I love a bit of Shakespeare and I like it when it's a little bit different as well. So this just ticks every single box about Shakespeare for me. So I'm down there tomorrow night, so I shall see you tomorrow night. So Laurie,
see you tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely rest of the weekend and we'll see you down there tomorrow night.
Okay, awesome. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Laurie. Ta-da, mate.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.